But perhaps someone who is careless and used to ridicule might object to what has been said and will entirely mock us, saying, "How long will you continue presenting poor men and beggars in your discourses and prophesying misfortunes to us, declaring impending poverty and aiming to turn us into beggars?" I'm not saying these things to turn you into beggars, but rather I'm eager to open the riches of heaven for you. Just as someone who, to the healthy man, mentions the sick and recounts their suffering, doesn't do it to make him ill, but to keep him healthy, by the fear of their miseries curbing his carelessness. You see poverty as a terrible thing, that it should be feared even in name alone. Yes, we are poor because we fear poverty, even though we may have 10,000 talents. For the one who has nothing isn't poor, but the one who dreads poverty. In people's misfortunes, it's not those who suffer greatly whom we pity and consider miserable, but those who don't know how to handle their troubles, even if they're small. The one who knows how to handle these is praiseworthy and deserving of accolades. To prove this, who do we cheer in the games? Those who take a beating without getting upset, maintaining a strong stand, or those who run after the first few hits? Aren't those who continue fighting crowned by us as brave and noble, while we scoff at those who run as cowards? Let's follow the same approach in life. Let's celebrate the one who bears all troubles with ease, as we do the brave champion, but feel sorrowful for the one who recoils and is terrified of challenges, and who experiences terror even before being hit. Like in the games, if anyone flees at the mere sight of their opponent extending their right hand, even before the fight begins, they'll be ridiculed as weak, effeminate, and inexperienced in such conflicts. This is similar to those who fear poverty and can't even bear the mere anticipation of it.